Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Tuesday, this the 21st day in September of 2021. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need in your Tuesday. And we're going to start with ransomware. There's a ransomware crew called Black Matter. Black Matter emerged from the shutdown of another ransomware crew in July, and they are very active and they are very dangerous, and they've claimed a new victim. This one claiming to be a, quote, critical food supplier in the United States, whose software and work provide over 40% of support to the grain grown in the United States. That company is called New Cooperative, and it is a farmers feed and grain cooperative. And Black Matter ransomware impacted them, shutting down unspecified systems. And Black Matter ransomware is demanding nearly $6 million US dollars in cryptocurrency. Further, the group gave the New Cooperative 5 days to pay until the release of the information that the ransomware crew stole, and that data includes 1,000 gigabytes of data, which is a lot. It includes source code for a sensitive soil map project, financial data, network data that could provide attackers other means to cause this New Cooperative harm, sensitive employee information, as well as legal and executive information. So it looks like Black Matter ransomware crew gained access to nearly all the data of the Farmers Feed and Grain Cooperative and are now trying to coerce them or blackmail them into paying this ransomware. Now, for their part, the New Cooperative did contact the U.S. government via the Critical Infrastructure Security Agency, which is an umbrella under the Department of Homeland Security, DHS. And so it looks like the New Cooperative is trying to avoid paying and working with the government, but we'll see how it plays out in the coming days. And the New Cooperative critical resource of the Farmers Feed and Grain Cooperative is not the only recent victim of the Black Matter ransomware. No, Black Matter ransomware also, according to an email that went out on Sunday night, impacted a company called Marketron. Now, Marketron has thousands of customers, and they provide business software solutions focused on increasing your revenue, which is critical for most businesses. And this is especially true because Marketron focuses on the media industry, which is ever-changing and needs to be up-to-date. Well, most of their network systems and services are down. Marketron is trying to resolve the situation. They have pinned this rose on Black Matter, but have not disclosed what ransom is being demanded. It's unclear if any data has been stolen, and it's unclear, according to the CEO, how the criminals made it onto Marketron's servers. Now, some common ways that Black Matter makes it onto servers are abusing remote desktop protocols. With many people working from home, external logins are increasingly common, gaining access to those remote logon credentials, username and password, the criminals can get onto a network. The other most common way ransomware operators make it onto a network is phishing, and there are a lot of phishing crews out there selling access to groups just like Black Matter. So make sure that you are training your employees to keep their credentials safe and to not click on the links. We're going to move on from ransomware to Thailand. Thailand is a beautiful place with lots of people traveling there. And with COVID-19 seemingly less of an issue now that a vaccine is available, some at least are traveling despite COVID-19 still being a very real threat. Well, the problem is if you go to Thailand, you have to provide your passport, which includes when you're going to Thailand, why you're going to Thailand, and your personal details. And if you went there in the last 10 years, that was at least between 20 August and 23 August exposed for anyone who knew how to look for the type of database it was on. The database, an Elasticsearch database, was apparently misconfigured by the Thai authorities, and a researcher found this data and was very alarmed. From discovering what the data was, the researcher confirmed that it was travel details because they found their own. Now, the good news is that on 20 August, when the researcher found this database, they reported it, and just 3 days later, the Thai authorities secured that database. Now, interestingly enough, the IP address is confirmed to still be active, and it's not necessarily hosting that sensitive data, which is good news, but it looks to be used as a honeypot, hoping to trap criminals who might try to steal the now-not-there data to discover who is trying to access this. Researchers and security experts have not found anyone did access this data outside of the researcher, so that's good news. But if you did travel to Thailand in the last 10 years, you should assume that your travel dates and your name and your address and your passport have all been compromised, because they were exposed, even if no one that we know gained access to them. So that's just something to keep in mind as you move forward with your travels. You may want to monitor your credit report in case someone tries to commit financial crime against you. And we're going to end today on my favorite topic, artificial intelligence. And this isn't necessarily facial recognition, but it is a video surveillance AI technology used by Amazon. Now, Amazon is using a vendor called Netradyne, and they put these cameras in their delivery vehicles. And the aim here is that when the vehicles exhibit certain actions, like harsh braking or excessive speeds, the cameras turn on and they begin to record. The intent here is safety and to provide liability, so that if a driver is involved in an accident, there's a record of what happened, and that can be used either against the driver or for Amazon to exonerate the driver. Well, the good news is that Amazon has been able to roll this technology to about 50% of its vehicles. And since this has launched, they are reporting that there is a 40% decrease in accidents, which is fantastic, reducing potential injuries on the road and saving potentially lives. And there has been a 77% decrease in drivers who run stop signs and red lights, which increases safety. Those stop signs and lights are there for a reason. And distracted driving went down 75%, according to the AI technology. And that is hugely important, as a lot of these drivers are delivering in very congested areas, making it safer for people to walk and drive on the streets. The bad news is that these drivers are not happy. There are a number of drivers, to be fair, who love it and are not impacted. However, there are some drivers who say the technology is a distraction in and of itself. They're constantly having to monitor their safety instead of focusing on the efficiency of their route. More so, some drivers are claiming that the technology is telling them that they are speeding when in fact they are not, that they brake too hard when it's a normal way they drive, and it's causing them to not be able to deliver packages as efficiently, which is impacting their income. And so we see some drivers complaining. The validity of those claims is unclear. Netradyne surely is going to investigate, and Amazon is going to take a safety stance. Amazon experts say that if it comes to safety, which they have hard data proving that their vehicles are safer, and some drivers being, quote, unhappy, safety will trump every time. So it's an example of where Amazon, who's usually an employee-focused company, is saying, hey, listen, we get it, but safety in this case is more important. Then they're using AI to do it, and hopefully this can help refine AI technology when it comes to cameras that historically, because in their early stages were very flawed, sometimes are viewed very negatively. So hopefully this program helps improve that, and we can keep the world safer with great cameras and great technology. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a most fantastic Tuesday. We'll see you bright and early tomorrow. So stay safe, stay strong, and stay healthy. Michael Kimmett, signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's Tip of the Cap goes to two mathematicians. Yilin Wang and Hong Wang are getting a Tip of the Cap for their award of the 2022 Mariam Mirzhani New Frontiers Prize. This prize aims at recognizing the outstanding contribution that women are providing in the field of mathematics. And Yilin and Hong have done outstanding work in the loner energy of planar curves, which is both innovative and providing great future for the field of mathematics. They will both enjoy over $50,000 in prizes and continue their support and productivity in the field of mathematics. So to you two ladies, a sincere tip of the cap, and please keep on mathematicking.